Welcome to another edition of SU Ag Podcast. I'm Dexter Newman. On today's show, we'll have the first chancellor of the Southern University Ag Center. He is now Chancellor Emeritus. Also, he has been inducted into the Louisiana Agriculture Hall of Distinction. We'll tell you more about him when we return. Stay with us. This is one show you won't want to miss.
You know the legal drinking age is 21. You may also know this law protects teens. Find out more at don'tserveteens.gov. And thanks for not providing alcohol to teens. A message from the We Don't Serve Teens program and the Federal Trade Commission.
Welcome, and we have with us today the first chancellor of the Southern University Agricultural Research and Extension Center. He is now Chancellor Emeritus. Also, he's been inducted into the Louisiana Agriculture Hall of Distinction in 2024. He's the first African-American to be placed in the hall. Let us welcome the one and only, the legendary Dr. Leandre Williams to the show. Dr. Williams, first of all, congratulations on being the first African-American to be inducted into the Louisiana Agriculture Hall of Distinction. And we thank you for joining us today. How you doing, Dr. Williams?
Hey, how you doing there, Newman?
Oh, doing pretty good, Dr. Williams. Glad you could be with us. Dr. Williams, what was your reaction on or your feelings when you knew that you were going to be inducted into the Louisiana Agriculture Hall of Distinction?
Well, I knew all along what my efforts had been, and this was a recognition that someone else in authority or someone else in leadership roles had also recognized accomplishments. You know, somebody had to be first. But that's not nearly as important as not being last. That there are others who have outstanding achievements, and they'll be recognized as well. We want to make sure everybody's included in this. You're good. You feel real good about it. Your efforts have not been in vain. You really achieved something that you thought were necessary for success.
Dr. Williams, you have an extensive resume in the field of agriculture. You've worked for over 50 years in it. You've served from the state to the federal level. Mm-hmm. Please give our audience some of the capacities that you have worked in.
I guess you, in professional work, you know, it started as assistant county agent for work with Negroes. And this was January 1965. I just got out of the military and came out and applied for a job and got a job as assistant county agent up in Richland Parish. I had never been to Richland Parish before. I had to get a map to really see where Rayville was. And far north as I had been was Natchez, Mississippi, I think, to visit a cousin at Natchez College or something. But other than that, I had not been anywhere where I was going to work. So I didn't know anybody there. I did know the vocational agriculture teacher in that parish that I had seen at state conventions with New Farmers of America and with the Southern University Livestock Show, things that had brought me in connection from high school to agricultural events at Southern University. Mm-hmm. But this was, it was a great, anywhere we went was a big job for me. It was somewhere new because I hadn't been anywhere of any significance.
And what about on that, on your federal level, as far as agriculture?
Well we started, you asked a minute ago, but it was the county level, then in the state level, based on some of my accomplishments and needs at the state level, was able to get a promotion to come to from the county agent's position to that of specialist when the program began at Southern University back in 1971, 72. The position opened up when Southern was included and funded for extension work. Mr. Ashford O. Williams was the first administrator of the extension program, and I applied for that position as an agricultural specialist and was able to get it and help him put the program together at Southern University. And I was then, I think, associate county agent when I came to Southern as an ag specialist. And it just started growing from there, from the county level to the parish, state level at Southern. And this was joint state office kind of position with Southern and LSU. And what was unique about that, both schools in the same city. And we don't have that anywhere else, where we have the 1890 program with the Southern University or the Historically Black Institution and the 1862 program were in the same city. Sometimes they are miles apart, sometimes different parts of the state. And it made it very easy to work together because we were only about 11, 15 minutes apart and could meet on a regular basis. And we had the desire to make it work.
That's great. That's great.
But your question was on the federal level. Yeah. From the state level, you had to end up working with people on the national level and being involved. And we were successful in doing this. And it made the whole program more holistically, because what you're looking at in extension is that funding from local level to county level, county, local, state level, you have state funding, and then federal level, because much of your funding, federal funding. You have the three different levels. And this took place during the, I think, basically during the Clinton administration, when we began this program. From the state level, based on what I had done at the state level, people were asking me to participate on the federal level and given opportunities. Nothing comes without opportunities, but to take what I knew from the success we had had at the state level and connect it with the federal. And it was it made it more inclusive and understandable of what extension was really all about. Extension is the educational arm of USDA. It not only just talks about what you're doing in extension, but it makes you knowledgeable of what other agencies are doing. And all of these, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is known as the People's Department, because you're connecting citizens to their government, their own agency, and it involves all of the people. Some things are just more specific and connects with a small portion of the citizenry. But with extension, you have everything, including 4-H, which is the only one I know that it takes in youth work. So you connect it from the youth, the very young, to the seasoned farmer, forester. Whatever you do in making a living, extension is involved. It has made our work successful. It has made the people who really contribute to the success of what we do in agriculture, forestry, whatever. We are connected through our universities. And this goes back to our land grant status, where in the early days of this country, everything was connected to agriculture, because we have fewer people working in agriculture production now. But in early days of this country, you had people actually in production. Because you don't have that many people, everybody making his own living, so to speak. When you're successful and something as big as agriculture, and I'm using agriculture broadly here, when you're involved in something that connected, everybody gets involved. Everybody benefits from it. It's
Yes.
not just a closed-in effort, because everybody can be involved.
Thank you, Doc. Yes, a wealth of information there. Now, Doc, in over 50 years in agriculture, what kept you driven to stay that length of time?
Well, you have to make a living somewhere, and I knew more about
Yes.
agriculture than I knew about anything else. Because when I finished high school, and I had been actually involved in high school agricultural program like New Farmers of America, but when it came to making a living, I finished the college, going to the armed services. When it came out, I went back to my teacher trainer who was at Southern and said, I finished the army, I finished college. Now where's my job? We just kidded about it, and he said, the only job I know is available right now is a county agent position in Richland Parish. I said, we just placed a lot of students in good paying jobs in federal programs. It wasn't extension, it was like soil conservation and other federal programs in agriculture. Said, but that's the only one I know right now that's available. And I applied for the job and was successful in getting it. But th this was my whole career, my desire in my career was to come out of high school, go to college, major in bacteriology. And my boy ag teacher asked me, when he asked me about my major, he said, what are you going to major in? I said, bacteriology. It just sounded good, I didn't know anything about it. And he said, you don't know anything about bacteriology, so you need to major in agriculture. And he had guided me through high school and was the reason I was in agriculture in the first place. And I took his advice and majored in agriculture and never regretted it. Because if you're anywhere in the field of agriculture, you're not too far from anything you want to be or need to be or have preparation for being successful. My idea was not to go in and teach vocational agriculture in high school, but was to go in some country and work with in development of helping people help themselves.
Doc, since you have been retired, is there anything you miss about working in agriculture?
No, I'm still enjoying the food. I'm enjoying the scenery.
Yes.
When you're in agriculture, you're grounded, you're connected
Yes.
to people, you're connected to everything that's worthwhile. Almost. You somewhere you connected to it, and I don't know anything I would do differently. I've had the opportunity to travel from and to consult half around the world in agricultural education, adult education, and the importance of the land grant system, and actually applying what we have taught in at the graduate level and at LSU. I've been consultant in the land grant system idea of teaching research extension and some countries. If I wouldn't try to name all of them because I'd leave some of them out there, but from Sierra Leone, Liberia, help with the educational program in Ethiopia. Of restructuring the educational system there in South Africa. One of the things that I'm really proud of was that I was asked to go to South Africa with a team This was during the Clinton administration, to help develop a memorandum of understanding between U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ministry of Agriculture in South Africa. And we were able to go and do that. And then the secretary came over, and he and the Minister of Agriculture in South Africa signed the agreement. But these were real achievements that when I started out, I didn't even know existed, you know. But it just shows that if you apply yourself and you on the right track for helping people and getting people involved in helping themselves, that's the only way it's going to work, is that they get involved in what you're trying to do. If you're doing that and it's successful, you're spreading your value. You become more important, not just for yourself, but you're multiplying yourself into helping other people. And this is what's really important. We all need help. And the more people you can help, the more important you become as a teacher, as a demonstrator, whatever it is that you are trying to do. If you have the ability to get people involved to the level that they can help themselves and help others, then your work multiplies, your value multiplies. And this is what the educational system is all about, is getting involved, interest other people in getting involved, and make everybody successful in this. But the travel to many countries, including some of the Soviet Union countries, to China and all of these places, and leading teams, not just by myself, but leading teams to influence others and to deliver the message of what we can do to help each other.
True globetrotter, but you were doing that and helping folks out around the world with
Yeah. Well, I miss some
agriculture.
of that, but I miss, some of that is travel, but after a while you travel out. You don't need to travel that much more. So and I'm not Dexter's age anymore.
Stop it. Just have to slow it down. I
Yeah,
die.
you gotta slow it. You don't have to slow it down. It'll slow you down. It'll slow you down. You don't have to slow it down. That's go things you used to step over, you step
Yes.
on or fall over trying to trying to move. But
Right.
it's good. You need to do it while you can do it. I can sit back and just marvel at some of the things I've been able to do that I didn't know existed when it was time to do them. But I can look back now and see where it was successful and how much fun I actually had while I was doing it. I'm pleased with it. I'm just grateful to God for the ability, for the opportunity, and for the success that I've had working in agriculture.
Yeah, Dr. Williams, that's a true blessing, though, Doc.
Thank
A
you.
career like that. Yeah, everyone wishes for that, I would imagine, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Dr. Williams, we thank you for taking time out to be with us today.
Okay.
And yeah, we hope something was said that will inspire someone to go into the field of agriculture. And we hope we have encouraged those that are majoring in agriculture to continue on and to have a prosperous career. Doc, is it do you have any parting words you'd like to say before we go?
No, just that to our young people, don't be afraid to take the chance thinking that you can't do it, or you don't know what the job is, or you don't know enough, you're not smart enough to do the job. If you don't do it, someone less qualified than you will do it. So take the chance, take the risk, apply the things that you've learned at Southern University or wherever you go to school. Stay involved with your community and your people, and not just for yourself, but for all of those you care about and those who care about you. Thank you very much, Dex.
Oh, yes, good words, Doc. And those that are just joining us right at the end, we've been speaking with Former chancellor of Southern University Ag Center, Dr. Leandre Williams. He's now the chancellor emeritus, and he was inducted into the Louisiana Ag Hall of Distinction in March of 2024.
You've been listening to another edition of the SU Ag Podcast. I'm Dexter Newman. Thank you for joining us. This has been a production of the Southern University Agricultural Research and Extension Center.